Hey, you want to see something really scary?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
What's blood for, if not for shedding?
Welcome to Fright Night.
Welcome back to Jump Scare. I'm Betty.
And I'm Chad. This week we'll be covering Infested from 2024.
Oh, mais c'est quoi tout ça, Lilo?
Quoi, ça t'intéresse, les bestioles?
Oh, mais ça m'intéresse à mort.
Fais gaffe quand même, hein.
T'inquiète, je te dis, moi je suis un pro. Je te ramène à la maison. Let's go.
Comment t'as fait pour pécho ça?
Toi, tu kiffes dormir avec ça dans ta chambre.
Non, mais tu sais qui leur parle?
Bah, sérieux.
Je te promets, meuf.
Théo, tu te caches, Théo. Tu te fous de ma gueule.
Il a fait un malaise, c'est ça?
Sa gueule, c'était pas un malaise, ça.
Un truc qui tue aussi rapidement, c'est impossible, non?
Qu'il avait au bras là, ça vient pas d'une seringue.
Si ça vient pas d'une seringue, ça vient de quoi alors?
Chou.
Is there a 2023 Infested?
No. But this is the second giant spider movie we've covered this month. Well, not giant spider, but still. Second spider movie in as many weeks.
This is too many for me.
It's a lot of spiders. This is another one of those things where there's two movies that are very similar that come out around the same time, and it's going to be kind of weird. It's like when you have Deep Impact and Armageddon, The Abyss, and Leviathan and Deep Impact, or not Deep, Deep Star 6 all coming out at the same time.
Yeah.
You get these similar movies where everybody's like, you know what's cool now? Spiders.
Yeah, because it's just one of those like universal things where multiple people are having the same ideas at the same time.
Yeah. Now, this one is directed by Sebastian Vanacek. It's also co-written by him and a guy named Florent Bernard. This one is, like I said, it's similar to Sting that we covered earlier in the sense that it takes place in an apartment building. And it's, this time, this one starts off with people out in the desert collecting these very deadly spiders that I feel like no one should be collecting. No one needs to own these kind of things, you know?
No.
And they bring them back, they keep them in this very creepy shop. This is a French film, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of jumped over
yeah,
the whole...
Yeah, jumped over the fact that this is all... Well, the beginning of it is all set, like, in out in the desert somewhere. They're collecting these spiders, and then they take them back to France, and they sell them at this very... it's like a pawn shop slash exotic animal store in the back, and they sell them to the character named Caleb, who he buys some earrings for his friend and a spider. All for 100 euros.
You know, it's like their version of Walmart.
Yeah. So he takes it back to the apartment complex, which is this very big, run-down building with the lights are all on motion sensors that don't seem to work very well, or the lights are on timers. And his room is a collection of just all these, like, spiders, centipedes, frogs, turtles, all these exotic animals that he's got in there. And, you know, he lives with his sister in this building, and there's a lot of criminal activity in there. He's been formerly connected with doing some crimes for different things, and now he's trying to go straight by selling sneakers that he may or may not have acquired through some nefarious means, but he has a locker in the basement full of expensive Nikes and Reeboks that he's selling.
So, yeah, it's a very lucrative the sneaker heads. They need the sneakers. So the movie's subtitled. So you're going to have to read to watch this film. And I just wanted to throw that out there. We did say it was French. Also, can I just sum up the movie with, like, saying three movies combined? Because this, so they get, like, the gist of what they're getting into. Go ahead. This is what I'm gonna do now. It's the recent, when I mean recent, I mean within, like, the last 10 years. Judge Dredd meets Wreck meets Arachnophobia. Boom, drop the mic. That's this movie.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Characters in this movie do some of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's infuriating. It's like, you know, when you're watching a horror movie, that's like a trope. You're going to have, like, the kookies, you know, the stupid mistakes they're going to do. But it's just one annoying thing after another. Also, I did not care for any of the characters. I did not like any of them. There is character development between the brother and the sister and the people that live in the building. And you get a lot. There was a lot of relationship stuff happening between him and his friend, which obviously later on will play into the movie. That relationship, the severed relationship they have, his relationship with his sister. There's a lot of relationships like that have to be repaired. And I, in the midst of all of that happening, then you have, like, the spiders are coming in. It's crazy how, and I may have missed something, but he got the one spider, bought it back, the deadly spider, right? How did one spider become, like, a bajillion spiders?
They mentioned in passing that this spider reproduces very quickly.
Oh, okay.
And that they can reproduce asexually.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's exactly what you want.
The worst thing for me was when he brings the spider back and he's like, well, I could put you in one of these habitats that's really secure, but instead I'm going to put you in a shoebox.
In a fucking shoebox, guys. In a shoebox, okay? And I'm just like, no, it's a deadly spider. Didn't the guy tell him that the spider was super rare?
Yeah, he told him it was rare. Might be poisonous. He's not sure.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not bringing back a poisonous spider. I don't care if... So this kid, Caleb, he's not a kid, actually. He's a grown man. Caleb is 30 years old, and he is going through some kind of, you know, you're 30, you don't really have anything going on for you. You live in this, like, crazy building, you know, relationships are all that. He's not really centered. He's not a grounded person, but he's trying to make something of it, and he's trying to, like, create, like, an exotic zoo. That was, like, his existence in life.
His dream with his friend when they were kids was to open their own exotic zoo thing, like, with all these animals. And that was what fractured their friendship, was that his friend got bit by one of these animals that they had picked up, an iguana or something bit him. He got infected. He had to tell on him to say where, you know, he got this animal, and that kind of stopped their friendship when they were younger.
So, previously, as you had mentioned, we reviewed the movie Sting, where Shad had posted the question, do you want one spider attacking you? One big spider attacking you?
Or a whole bunch of little ones.
Or a whole bunch of little ones. And I stated I didn't want either scenario. Now, this movie, we got a whole bunch of little ones. And you know what? I'm not going to even say they were little. I'm going to say they were, like, medium to large.
Yeah, they were anywhere from the size of your hand to, towards the end, they were the size of a dog.
Yeah.
Not a small dog either. Like, maybe a 50-pound dog.
The deaths, I feel, weren't that terrible, like, compared to Sting. Like, Sting was graphic. Like, it was just like, oh, shit, this is happening.
Yeah.
And here, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I don't know if that was a decision because they couldn't really afford to do that, like, those kind of, like, graphics. They just put it all on the spiders.
Yeah, this one seemed like it was way more with CGI graphics thing, where Sting was more of, a practical effects.
Yeah, but, like, I don't remember what happened to the people after the spiders, like bit them, they just got poisoned and just died, right?
Yeah, nothing, they would like, they would die and they would immediately start breeding more spiders inside of them.
Oh no.
Yeah, remember they would just like start, the spiders would start piling out of them and all that because the spiders killed them and then laid their eggs in them.
Yeah, no, I've definitely closed my eyes for that part. I was not even aware that that happened because I had both of my hands over my, because I didn't like the spiders part. If you're a person that does, that has arachnophobia, this is definitely not the movie for you. But if you're trying to get over it, this is the movie for you.
Yeah, this, like, is your immersion therapy right here.
Exactly.
It is pretty intense. And it's interesting that they, you know, when they finally do report like someone has died and the police come, they immediately quarantine the whole building and won't let anyone out.
This is where the wreck situation comes in. And yeah, the Judge Dredd is just like, the activities that are going on in the building, illegal ones, and the way the building is. It was a very unique, I mean, I had never seen anything like that. It was, I can't even explain it. It kind of looked like a hamster wheel.
Yeah, it was like a large building with a courtyard in the middle. And then on each end of, like, it was round, but kind of on each end, there was like a circular part of the building that extended up.
Yeah, like a Ferris wheel size.
Yeah,
extended but up like, but like Roach Motel. It,
yeah,
it looks, I mean, it's like stacked on top of one another. Like it's just very unique. And I'm like, does this place, is this a real place?
Because I feel like it was a real place because there's a scene at the end that convinces me that they just, I don't necessarily think they filmed inside this building, but I think they may have used this building for the exteriors just because... spoiler alert, at the end of this, the building is demolished. And I feel like this may have just been a building that was going to be demolished, that they were able to just film it being destroyed and yeah, add that into the movie. Because,
which is great.
Yeah, it was great because it looks pretty realistic at the end when the building explodes. So this may be one of those things like, Mars Attacks, where they were destroying the casino. So they just filmed it for Mars Attacks and said, hey, that saved us a lot of money on special effects for that one.
Also, the political aspect of it, and this, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but the film, I feel like, laid heavy on the social commentary portion of how all these people are living in these apartment buildings, and, you know,
the majority of the people that lived in the apartment building were Black, and they... there was that, and then...
It was, like, more mixed race,
there was a lot of Black, a lot of Muslim,
yeah, it was mixed race, but it was more, even though, despite all the different, like, kind of people, it was that they were of a certain class, and it was their lower class. So, I think that... because later on, like you were saying, like with the police coming in and the police like putting a lockdown in the building, it's like they didn't care about the citizens, like, you know, lives at all, because they locked the building down and they didn't let anyone out and they knew what was going on.
Yeah, at a certain point they figured out what was happening and they just wouldn't let anyone out. They would just tear gas them or mace them as they tried to come out of the building, and it was... You know, obviously they wouldn't have done this if this was an upper-class building in a different part of town. Yeah,
it was like collateral damage. It was like, oh, whatever, you're here, no one really cares about you, you're the lower end of the society, you gotta go, we gotta do what we gotta do to protect, like, you know, the rest of everyone. And it was not like it was five people. I mean, the building is fucking huge. There's a lot of people in here. And these spiders are just wreaking havoc, and they're everywhere. And they're not... They're pretty intelligent.
Yeah, they seem like they figured out everything pretty quick. Because they...
At one point, not to cut you off, this was the fucking craziest fucking part. At one point, when the freaking guy enters the room and he sees the spider was using a cell phone. He was ordering some pizza. Come on now.
They were not that smart.
Okay, fine. They weren't that smart. That would have been pretty dope, though. He's there like the French Domino's, you know? Like, yeah.
He's calling in for the pizzas. He's having croissants delivered. Yeah. It is France.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've seen a lot of French films, a lot of French TV shows. I'm all about, like, France. I'm all about that, everything about it. But this film, I felt like it was like 4 hours long. I don't know.
It was a different side of France than what you normally see. This was not the glamorous, we're hanging out near the Eiffel Tower and going to fancy shops. This is the underbelly of France that they don't talk about in the tourism videos.
No, I'm not watching foo-foo French films and TV shows.
Oh, yes, you are. I've seen some of them.
No, they're basic, but like Marianne, like, I mean, mind you, that was like a seaside town, but there was nothing glamorous about that. It was wet and cold and gloomy as fuck, but it was amazing. Like, this... my favorite show ever. I'm so sad they didn't do another season of it. But I've watched other shows and other, you know, movies, and it just, it's not the language barriers what I'm trying to get to that, like, didn't do it for me with the movie. It was, I felt like there was a whole lot of nothing, and maybe that's just me. Maybe I didn't go in like, yay, I'm gonna watch this movie. Maybe I was just like, okay, here's the movie. I don't know. I just, it didn't do anything for me like Sting did. Like, I really hate to compare or contrast. But I think that definitely on so many different levels, Sting had more going for it than this one did. And I know they, like, you know, bought up the ante or whatever because they had like a bajillion spiders. And I really wanted to feel something for Caleb. I just didn't care about Caleb or his sister or the friends. I was just like, I think you just come to the part where you said where their characters make so many stupid decisions that you're just waiting for them to die. And you're just like, just die already. That's where I was at.
Yeah, because at the point that where they have the spider and they could have killed it right there. Not that it would have made a whole lot of difference, but they could have kept that one out of their house. They're like, no, don't kill it. Let's just hide it in the bathroom. Okay, it got into the bathroom through the air vent. So you think it's not going to get out of the bathroom through the air vent?
Yeah, they just duct tape, like, the whole door, like, so much tape. There was so much tape, and it's just like you said, how did you didn't think that this was going to happen? Like, you yeah. know, like, they were going to find another way to get in. And, you know, a spider, this just, like a roach, they just get into anything. They just, here you are just 1 second, and all of a sudden you see some fucking spider legs or some antennae, like, under the base of a crack in the between the floor and the freaking baseboard, or, you know, just unexpected places that you're like, what the hell? How the hell did that get in there? And these spiders were relentless. They were just like, I felt like also they were like flesh-eating spiders. Like, they just went to town.
Yeah, they would eat people pretty quick and then breed like crazy. All these spiders did was eat and breed and spin webs, because they had this place webbed up like Kingdom of the Spider style by the end of it.
Yeah. This was a buffet for the spiders. They were like, I am ready. They got the forks and knives ready.
They're like, we are looking for some French cuisine, and here it is.
Oh, yeah, they definitely had their share. Definitely had their share. I feel like also maybe they ate an animal. I feel like there was an animal involved.
Dog. They ate the dog.
Yeah.
So this is another one where if animal deaths bother you, don't watch this one, because the dog does not make it. You know, this is one of those things, too, where you see, like, it gives you the anxiety because you see the guy about to put on the shoe and you know there's a spider in the shoe. You know it's going to be bad. He's going to put that shoe on and it is going to bite the shit out of him. And sure enough, he does. And yeah, it's not that it's particularly badly made. The shots are fine. It's a well-shot movie. You can always see what's going on. One of the things I hate about some of these monster movies, whether it's spiders or whatever it is when it's so dark, you can't see anything that's happening. Hmm. You just have to take your word for the fact that they're fighting. They could just be rolling around in the dark by themselves, for all you know. But this one, at least, everything's well lit. You can see it. They tried to do character development and that with it, but like you said, the characters make such dumb decisions, you don't care about them like you did in other movies. And it's just, none of them are very likable. They're all kind of assholes. So
they're like real people then. The movie was too fucking real. It had real problems. The commentary was real. The social commentary was too real. The people were too real. The spiders were too real. It was just, we just couldn't deal with the realism. We were just like, where is all the fakeness? We just need, we can't be having all this in the movie. We just wanted like regular, you know, spider on the loose killing you. And, you know, it's like, oh no, wait, you know, oh no.
Yeah, it, like I said, it's not that it's not a badly made movie. It just didn't do it for me really with it, because it's just kind of, there's a lot going on in it, but like I said, I don't care about the characters. I didn't get into it. I didn't feel for them, and it just didn't work for me.
Now, there is a part in the film where I was just like, oh no. And that was the part where the guy who bought the shoe, okay, like, I want to say maybe 30 minutes into the movie, maybe a little longer into the movie.
Part I just talked about.
He bought the shoe. He went to go put the shoe on. The thing attacked him. They rolled him away. And he was just wearing one of the freaking shoes. The other shoe got left behind. Now the guy can't resell these shoes. And these custom fancy-ass shoes, one is going into the garbage can or whatever happens to the, you know, the body when they, I don't know if he had a family or anything, but that shoe's lost. The other shoe is fucked because it got, you know, infected. Carcasses and whatever the fuck it is. The shoes are, they're fucked. My heart goes out to the shoes in that part. The shoes, and also the seller who was like, damn, if I was able to get those shoes back in the box, I could have sold this to somebody else. He lost the money. He got his money, but he could have made more money if he was able to resell them shoes. Damn,
pull the shoes off the dead guy and sell them?
Yep. They were chrome. He was dead. What he used the shoes for? This is like that episode of, is it Tales from the Crypt, where the guy was too long for the... So they just
cut the legs off of him?
They just cut his legs off, dude. That was fucked up. His legs were too long for the coffin, and they couldn't afford to get a... Like, it was already known that they got the cheapest coffin. So the guy was like, well, I'm just going to have to chop them guys' legs off. It's a good episode.
Yeah.
Spiders.
So infested. I'm going to give it 2.5 knives. It's not, like I said, it's not that it's a badly made movie. It's just the characters didn't work for me. That's what takes it away.
I'm going to give it 1.5 knife. A 1.5 knife for the effort. This is first film. So, yeah. I mean, directorial, all that is fine. It's more so the very, I feel like, convoluted story. There's a lot going on there wrapped up with, it was like, you know what? We're going to make a drama and we're going to have some social commentary. Maybe the social commentary, maybe I'm the only one seeing it. I don't know. Did you get
it? No, I got it.
You got, okay. So it's just not me.
It was not subtle.
It wasn't subtle. Okay. So we got the social commentary, we got the drama, but you know what? I don't know. Maybe that's not going to, let's throw some fucking spiders in there. We got to just bring the spiders in. That's going to keep the movement of the movie. And also people are going to get scared because it's fucking spiders. And, you know, people don't like that. And maybe in that whole, you know, hour plus of the film, they'll get something out of it. Like, man, that movie had social commentary in it. Let's discuss this. And then everyone forgets about the spiders because they're so focused on what he's trying to say. And I hear you, bro. I hear what you're trying to say. It's messed up. It is. I mean, I hate to say it is what it is, but yes, it is devastating. And everyone's life is just as equal and as amazing as anyone else's. No one is better than anyone else. And those people shouldn't have suffered in all the ways they suffered. Oh, because as we had said, spoiler alert earlier, when they imploded that building, everybody was inside. No one got to get out. The people, because we kind of left this part out. The kids, and they're in their like 30s and late 20s, so they're not really kids. But these people, the friends and the brother, I mean the sister, the brother, and the friends, some of them made it out. they made it out via force. They were handcuffed and at the, you know, with the cops in the garage area, and they bounced. Like, they were able to escape out of that situation because they knew the cops were going to fucking implode all this. So they decided to take the cops down, because when they broke through the thing, that fucked up the whole spider situation, and the spiders were able to get out of, like, the elevator or whatever the fuck they were
at. Into the parking garage.
Into the parking garage, because they were, that's where they was barricaded.
Yeah, they had kind of like their police command post set up in the parking garage there, and the spiders hadn't made it that far yet.
Yeah, so that was kind of a distraction to, like, let the spiders go run amok and kill the SWAT team and the police people, so they could leave out of the building, mind you, endangering all of France and all of that area. Yeah. Because these spiders were relentless. And if they were able to do this, and this is not like a matter of days. This is like a couple of hours, okay? These spiders fucking just go at
it. Yeah, it was like maybe overnight time.
Yeah. And they leave. They take down that whole fucking building. So everyone that happened to be in that building at that time, they're donezo. That's it. They're dead.
Well, it wasn't really clear. That could have been a little while later. They could have maybe evacuated the people. They did. That was another thing. It wasn't really clear at the end. Like,
I took it as they imploded that building with everyone in it, because, and I only, this is why, when they pan back after the building, whatever, and they pan back and they show all of the people that lived in the building, they had the whole, like, memorial flyers and everything on the walls. And they're showing you the people that you had seen throughout the beginning of the movie. So, like, oh, this is the lady neighbor. And this is the guy that always made, you know, the delicious food over here. And this was the guy on the third floor. Like, you see the people that you recognize, and they're showing them all the flyers because they did. They did not make it, so I took it as they were in the building, they imploded the building, and the people that were in it were that's it. I guess maybe because there was no way to save them, because they didn't know whether or not...
We saw that had already been attacked by the spiders. We saw the one guy, he had been bitten by the spiders, and they just shoved him back into his room.
Some of them were spider deaths, the others were like... undetermined, because we don't know what happened.
Huge building too, and we really only saw like maybe a dozen people that they talked to that they tried to get out. So there had to be more than 12 people living in that building.
Yeah, I mean, this is like people were at work.
Yeah, there were. Where were the rest of them at?
At school? Know? I don't know. They were in different places. They were buying. I was going to say they were buying baguettes. They were buying croissants, like you said.
No, it's like the thing, everything in movies, when you go, you always have a loaf of French bread sticking out of the bag.
The French bread they with the went, celery.
Yeah, you always they went to buy the French bread and celery and have it sticking out of the bag.
What's the one? Is it parsley? The one that's always flapping around?
Yeah, they have that one that's there.
I feel like maybe at some point in this movie, there was that bag. Someone came in with a bag.
Yeah. Which in that because it was just bread instead of French bread.
Also, let's get a moment. Let's also give a moment of silence for the rest of the sneakers that didn't make it at the bottom of the basement. Okay? A moment of silence time.
Okay.
Okay.
We celebrated this sport. You're really into these sneakers.
Okay, but yes, because even though I'm not a sneakerhead, I could respect and I understand the love of the sneaker. Because I'm not going to say because I'm a woman. I love shoes. I guess I could, if I had the money, I would own like way more shoes than I actually have. But you know, there's something about like the whole sneaker culture. Like they only make so many, you gotta get them, you get them. And then like, I have people in my family that are like that with their sneakers, and they're like constantly cleaning them. Like they have a special like wipes that they clean them with. You know, as they're walking, they're cleaning these fucking sneakers. It's like a whole thing. You know, they can't get the scuff. Like, they don't want the scuff around it. You know, and they really take care of it. Some of the sneakerheads don't even wear the sneakers. They just literally, like...
And then some of them... on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah, they sit on a shelf. It's like you guys with the fucking action figures. Like, okay, you're gonna just keep them in the box because you don't want to whatever the value. And then there's obviously, you know... Like, I just saw this crazy thing with Emma Roberts, who collects dolls. Who knew? I didn't know. She collects dolls, and she has all these dolls, and she takes them out of the package. And these dolls are, like, rare fucking dolls. Like, she was, like, going into the whole thing and, like, about this. So it's the same thing with the sneakers. So, yes, I feel the whole sneaker thing. I feel it. And that was sad. And you know what? Well, you know what also? If I were to make this into a comedy, the spiders, when they're busted out and they're busting out of the garage.
No, don't tell me they're going to be wearing the sneakers. No.
Could we have at least one of them wearing the sneakers? No, not... But
they have so many left. Are they all the same shoes? Or is it all like he has like four pairs of the same shoes on? Or is he has like four different pairs of shoes?
How many legs does Spider got? Eight. Six? Eight legs? Eight legs? Shit, I thought it was six legs. First of all, I'm not looking at a fucking spider, dude. They're gross, okay? I'm not trying to look at their fucking legs. I'm not counting legs. Okay, eight legs. So they're wearing two shoes a piece because it's two shoes in a box.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I've lived on the planet Earth for a while.
So that's what's happening. They're wearing that one spider. He's like fashion spider. He's just there with all the rare sneakers on all of his fucking feet. That's it. That's what he's got going for him. You know what? This was a great episode. I feel very strongly about this because
about the spider shoes.
Because someone please make me a picture, just draw. I don't care how it could be on the computer, a drawing of a spider wearing some sneakers. You know, I'm thinking about is the spiders in Harry Potter with the skates. That you haven't seen that movie yet, but it happens. Okay. There's spiders wearing skates for 5 seconds. And it's hilarious. So that's what I'm thinking about. But, yeah, no spiders were harmed in the making of this film. I don't believe it. Real spiders, anyways. And I want to know, where did the other spiders go? So there's obviously going to be a sequel to this, right? There's a sequel. Because those people out in the desert didn't just get one motherfucking spider. We saw them grab and bag many of them, okay? More than one.
Well, you gotta assume a lot of those die on the way and all that.
Maybe. I mean, they were pretty fucking resilient, so I don't know. But is this gonna end up in some other fucking place? This freaking ass spider? Probably. You know? And like you said, like, who would want that? Who would want a, like, such a dangerous spider? And these people were just out. They were just wearing, like, you know, donning, like, the desert wear, you know. And that's it. It was literally a piece of fabric between them and this fucking venomous fucking spider. That's it. On their body. Because their hands, none of them was wearing. I would have bought them, like, mithril. Like, some kind of, like, magical.
Get the heavy-duty gloves out for this sort of thing. But apparently not.
Yeah, that's when if I'm catching spiders, like, I'm going to be, like, fully donned and, like, anti, like, spider bite wear. If that that's even sense. Fucking a thing. I'm not trying to get no damn bites in the spider because that one guy went out and he was donezo.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Jump Scare, the horror podcast.
This Infested will premiere April 26th, which I will believe will be coming up soon.
And that's going to be on Shudder.
Yep.
Thank you so much, and stay tuned to the horror.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.